The Madison School Board considered 39 candidates, ranging from former Wisconsin Governor and Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson to President Ronald Reagan. But in the end, the board approved Vang Pao for the new school. Shua Vang is the board's sole Hmong member. He says nearly 150 Hmong came to the meeting to champion Pao's legacy.
And they did that because of what he did to set them free as a people. There is no one else in the Hmong community who can claim to have done this. And the Hmong people respect him, they follow him, because they know what he did.
Pao led Hmong fighters during the CIA's secret war in Laos during the Vietnam War. Thousands of Hmong disrupted Viet Cong supply convoys and helped rescue downed American pilots. Shua Vang says it's not Pao's military history that warrants naming a school after him, but rather his helping all Hmong children get an education, something that used to be available only to wealthy families.
When Vang Pao had the power, he ordered the building of primary schools in remote areas of Laos and made those schools free and open to all, both girls and boys, as a way to better ourselves.
Pao and thousands of other Hmong fled Laos after the Vietnam War to avoid persecution. He's credited with helping many refugees transition to life in the United States. Many Hmong keep his portrait in their homes and offices and turn out in droves for his public appearances. But University of Wisconsin professor Alfred McCoy says General Pao has a darker side. The Southeast Asian history scholar says there are published books and news articles that show Pao coerced families to give up their children to fight against the Viet Cong or lose their rice rations.
I find it cruelly, bitterly ironic that we're going to name a school whose students will be the same age of those Hmong children a generation ago who were extracted from their families, their households, by the threat of starvation and forced into a CIA army where many were killed and the survivors are deeply traumatized even today.
McCoy adds Pao executed some of his own soldiers and political enemies back in Laos and did drug trafficking. He raised similar concerns when Madison officials were going to name a park for Vang Pao in 2002. They later dropped the idea. Pao and his supporters have dismissed the claims, but McCoy's criticism moved one Madison school board member, Carol Carsonson, to reconsider the decision to name a school after Pao.
I felt that these were issues that I had not been aware of previously, and I felt that we needed to have a fuller discussion to evaluate as to whether they wanted to stay with that decision or not.
But so far, no one else has agreed. Barring any changes, Vang Pao Elementary will open its doors to children in 2008. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.